Blog Talk Radio.
I can't help it when I look at you. I'm nothing but an American dream. Oh.
And welcome back to Life Lessons. This show is presented by Gracefully Yours Greeting Cards, America's favorite encouragement greeting cards. And we love having inventors on our program. And today we're talking with inventor Neil Patel. Can you imagine designing your own living room or customizing and doing some 3D printing on everything at your local 3D printing store in just a fraction of the time? We found out that 3D printing is sweeping the technology sector by storm, and now it's coming to consumers, with the 3D printing sector expected to grow over to $20 billion by 2020. One company is looking to have unique pop-up stores around the world that will be accessible and be accessible just like your favorite corner coffee shop. Neil Patel is the CEO of Print the Future. Neil, welcome to Life Lessons.
Rick, thank you for having me on the show.
You bet. Hey, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from originally, and how did you get into this line of work?
Well, I was born in a place called Leicester in England, lived in London most of my life, and then married and now live in Canada, Vancouver. I've been an entrepreneur and in the home space literally all my entrepreneurial life. And for the past few years, we've been building a business around interior designers, and we're now about to introduce 3D printing to them. And we have 50,000 interior designers who are going to pioneer and help us design furniture ranges to bring into everyday homes.
50,000. How did you recruit that many?
Combination organic growth through North America. We partnered with the American Society of Interior Designers. And then we made some acquisitions along the way to build the community.
Amazing. How will consumers be able to use this technology?
We're building an omnichannel brand. And what I mean by that, Rick, is it's an online-offline experience. So whether you come into a local store and you have an idea and you want to bring that to life, you can sit down with an industrial designer or your interior designer and bring that idea to life, print it, and deliver it to your front door, in many cases the same day, or you can go through the same experience online at printthefuture.today.
How do you think that 3D printing will affect our everyday lives?
We all want things faster, and I ultimately believe the ability to design, print, and recycle local has a huge impact in how we are going to make choices around buying our products. And with 3D printing, you can literally have an idea in the morning and have it delivered to your front door that evening. And that, for me, just unlocks a lot of potential and allows people to really create design, print, and recycle in local communities.
It's amazing. I wanted to tell you, Neil, about my personal experience with 3D printing and get your perspective on it. I've seen 3D printing at toy manufacturers where these designers would come up with an idea, and lo and behold, within 10 or 12 hours, their invention would be molded in front of their face. And then a friend of mine has created a brand new consumer package good, and he has used 3D printing. And to us, it's just amazing as an experience to see one's invention and vision come to life right in front of your face. Tell us your comments about that.
And you know, Rick, you literally hit the nail on the head for me. The possibility of every human being able to come up with an idea, walk into a community or an environment or a store and bring it to life is life-changing, and I call it the magic wow every single time. And, you know, I was having a conversation only a few minutes ago where you see something created from nothing on a machine, and it's your own idea. It's breathtaking.
It is. It's life-changing. How can we request a new pop-up store in our area, Boulder, Colorado? What's the kind of the process behind all of that?
We need your listeners to vote, and they can vote at printthefuture.today. And effectively, those votes will allow us to direct our resources and not just open pop-ups. You said early on in the show, we're bringing permanent stores to cities. Our goal is to open up 200 stores in cities around the world, and we're right now focused on North America.
Will the cost of doing the 3D process be reduced over the course of time as you scale your business?
Moore's Law will apply here, and even right now, it's not as expensive as most people think. If you're looking to buy custom furniture, then it's on par, and it's naturally faster to you, and you don't have to wait 8 to 15 weeks. And you're spot on there, Rick. As machines get faster, more materials come out, it's going to get cheaper for you to buy products through 3D printing.
10 years from now, Neil, do you want everyone to be their own little Leonardo da Vinci?
I think it's going to be faster than that, Rick.
You do?
The answer is yes.
So you think it's going to happen in the next 1 to 3 years?
I'd say 5 years, and you know, we're all making predictions here, but with the pace and the growth of 3D printing, the possibilities of bringing ideas to life for every human being, I think, is going to be much faster than 10 years.
Neil, I hope that our school systems across the United States start to endorse this, because I think that they have squelched the creative and artistic side in so many students. So maybe what you're doing is going to start the renaissance behind creating more artists in elementary school, middle school, all the way through high school and college.
Yeah, great question there or comment there, Rick. We are building boot camps, and those boot camps can be for a six-year-old up to 60-plus-year-olds, depending on where your interest levels are. But more importantly, in our first store in Vancouver, BC, Canada, we've actually got a van, and we're going to make it a 3D print van school that we can take to local schools and unpack that van to teach them for an afternoon or for an hour how 3D printing will impact their life. And I personally believe that the 10-year-old today, or even the 6-year-old today that we introduce 3D printing to, actually becomes our commercial client in 10 years' time when they get their first credit card or they have to buy their first home. So we are, as a brand, deeply invested into bringing education at all age groups for 3D printing.
That's fantastic. It will become a part of our life and lifestyle for certain. Hey, Neil, where can our listeners find out more information and vote?
They can go to printthefuture.today and learn more and vote. And we're doing a mini IPO, Rick, so they can also invest in the future of the company and be part of the journey.
Perfect. We need to have you back on again, Neil.
I would love to come back.
Yeah, we want to stay in touch with you about the progress. We don't want this to be just a one-off show. So if you can have your PR folks contact us again, it would be great to stay in touch with you, because this is the kind of renaissance and cultural changing device and approach and process that I think our country and the world needs. Congratulations to you and your team, and stay in touch with us, Neil.
I will do, Rick, and appreciate your time, and thank you.
You bet. That was inventor Neil Patel. We appreciate him being on our Life Lessons show today. This show is presented by Gracefully Yours Greeting Cards. Talk about inventive. These are some of the singular most inventive greeting cards that you can send, ranging from obviously birthday, anniversary, encouragement, thinking of you, sympathy cards. And they have a card shop in a box, which is so incredibly creative. You can go to gracefully-yours.com to find out more information. And they always have specials going on. And they've got this kind of Cracker Jack in a box free prize with every purchase that you make. So we hope that you will take advantage of some inventive, creative greeting cards and other products that are featured on gracefully-yours.com. I'm Rick Tokini. Thanks for joining us on Life Lessons. As we always say, keep talking, but listen more intently. Have a great day.